KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM present Feel Good Friday.
Timing is everything in a lot of circumstances. Consider the experience of baby Josie Hull in early May, as told by her mother, Carrie Hull.
She's about done with her bottle, and I'm always talking to her when she's, you know, eating, so I can stay awake too. And she had fallen asleep. What sound is that? And she wasn't reacting at all.
Carrie got the attention of her husband, Jonathan, and started CPR. Carrie had served as a CPR trainer before, but it had been years since she'd revisited that training.
I've been saying, I need to get it renewed, but I still remembered for the most part, you know, so I'm glad I had the knowledge I did.
Emporia Police Officer Martin Orozco was in the neighborhood and decided to come over to help if he could, and it turned out he could. He took over CPR until Josie started crying.
And she's a fighter, man, so she gave us that breath of air, and it was just a relief when we heard her breathe again, or cry. She gave a faint cry.
Josie's sister Hannah is an Emporia High student and says she was in shock as the whole episode unfolded.
I was only up for like 5 minutes and he got her breathing again, but I was in shock and didn't really know what to think.
Josie has had some health problems after being born prematurely, specifically with apnea. Jonathan says the family is really holding their breath, hoping Josie will keep breathing.
Actually been checked out that day, and they gave her shots and think she had a reaction to them. That it don't take long. Like I said, got to keep a real close eye on them. But I think every day she grows bigger and stronger, and I think hopefully the worry will slowly die off.
Orozco says this is a great example of why everybody needs to know CPR.
You never know when you're going to need it. That's important to at least know that.
That's Feel Good Friday. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Wow! I feel good. Feel Good Friday from KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. I knew that I wouldn't.